Go your own way with Isuzu Ute's Get Up and Go sale. Pick up the 7-seat Isuzu MU-X 4x4 LSU Auto for just $48,990 drive away. For terms and conditions, hurry to your local Isuzu Ute dealer today.
The weekend, but at Maher Stadium on Saturday, the Western Bulldogs hosted the Hawthorn Football Club in the JLT Community Series, and in the end, it was the Bulldogs by 22 points. Ben McAvoy was on the opposing team, the Hawks, in that clash, and he's been good enough to join us this morning to talk about that and the situation that the Hawks find themselves in the build-up to 2018. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, fellas.
Great to have you on board, mate. Maher Stadium, Saturday, first hit-out officially for all the boys. How'd you pull up?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Not too bad. I had a bit limited game time, only played three quarters. But, it was a really great venue up there they've built, and the deck was outstanding. So, it was good to have a first hit out.
When you're going into a game like that, considering the year that Hawthorn had last year and the games that they got into young players and the style that had to be adjusted midway through the season, what are you trying to get out of that practice match? Because there's two before round one. You've got one more after this now, of course, next week. What are you trying to get out of this?
Yeah, I suppose there's two elements to it. The first is the physical preparation. You'd remember what it's like, mate. You do 3, 4, 5 months of pre-season, and then 5 minutes into the first game, you're thinking you've done nothing. But so there's the physical preparation to just have a hit out, get used to the physical contact again, and then obviously there's the football side of it. Trying to build some chemistry with each other. It's sort of hard when you don't have any opposition all summer. So, trying to implement some of the things you've been working on over the summer and get that connection with each other.
Big boy, you're 190 games into your career, and as we said, you're trying to get that body contact. But with only two games before round one, are you just trying, as you said, get that chemistry, blow the lungs out, or is it just, you're an experienced veteran, you'll just put yourself on the bench there for the last quarter and a half and get yourself ready for round one?
Mine's a bit limited because I did a hammy back in December, so I'd missed a couple months. So I hadn't been back in full training for that long, so I was a bit controlled because of that. But, certainly I'd, three quarters, I felt like I'd probably had enough as far as the physical side of things. So, it's just a bit of a balancing act to find what works for each individual and what works for the team. The guys are normally pretty good at sorting that out.
A two-month hammy, that's a serious one. What are you doing?
Yeah, I was probably forgetting my age and trying to keep up with the young bikes and the running. But it was a tendon one, so it wasn't too serious. But they're normally pretty careful with them, especially at that time of year. So, which is all good now.
Last year, just watching you play, your form was sensational. But I think it was off the back of your positioning around the ground and marking the football really well. Do you think that's fair?
Absolutely. That's always been probably the biggest strength of my game, but I haven't always been able to capitalise on it. I was certainly able to do that last year, and probably at times the style of footy that we play affects that. But certainly when I'm playing my best, I'm getting my hands on the footy at those marking contests and around the ground.
It probably leads to my next question. I think you're more than capable of going up forward as a ruckman. Is that why you played a bit in the ruck with Pitney sharing the duties on the weekend?
We always keep pretty open-minded about that, whether you need to just play in the ruck or if we need to go up forward at times. So, it was good to give Pitney some exposure on the weekend. He didn't get a crack at it last year, but he's had a really good summer, and it was good to just give him a bit of a run around.
Alistair spoke after the game last week about the fact that you decelerated your season last year, which I'm not entirely sure what it means, but I'm kind of feeling like you sort of not gave up on your season, but realised it wasn't going to be a premiership year, so you started to think about 2018 last year, if that all makes sense. So going into this year now, how are you feeling about Hawthorn and what's possible?
You'd have to ask Clark exactly what it means by decelerating, certainly we had a very ordinary start to the year last year, and then we had a lot of injuries. So, always mathematically, as long as you're a chance, you keep an open mind to it, but the chances were very low for us. So we certainly took probably a bit more long-term view that chances of us even making finals last year, let alone winning a premiership, were pretty slim. So Heading into this year, we're really positive. Everyone always says they've had a good summer, but I think we learned a lot last year as a group, and there's been a lot of change around our footy club in the last couple of years, both on and off the field. So, we're really excited about some of the changes and some of these young guys coming through. It's really invigorating the older guys. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
A couple of those changes, Mac, have been the additions of Tom Mitchell and Jago Romero. Now, Tom, we know, had a huge impact last year with the best of fairies of Peter Crimmins medal last year. Came out, got 30 again yesterday. It's just what he does, Tom Mitchell. But Jago's another one that we haven't seen a lot of, and there's been a lot talked about him. What have you seen of Jago that gives you confidence that 2018 might be the year that he can stand up for the Hawks?
Yeah, look, he's been going really well, mate. Tommy Mitchell, he probably sneaks through now. Everyone just expects him to do his thing, but he's a classy outfit and he's amazing to play with in the middle. But, Jake, he's had a really good summer and I think they've managed him really well. So he's got a good amount of work in, but hasn't overdone it. And, just his work rate and his attitude to just go and hunt the ball, I'm really excited to hopefully, if he can keep his body in good shape, then he should be a real good asset for us.
And Jarman Impey looks like a real smart pickup from the Power.
Yeah, he's exciting too. A bit of flair. He's certainly quick and he's slotted straight in too. It always takes guys a little while to adjust to a bit of a different style of play, but he's fit right in and has had a really good summer as well. And we can't wait to have him out there with us.
Speaking of style of play, what do we expect from Hawthorn this year? Is it a continuation of the back end of last year where there was some reshaping and some players in different positions, or is there something different that Clarko is trying to get to happen in 2018?
No, I think we'll be pretty similar, mate. But I think the game's changed a fair bit, and you have to be so flexible from week to week, and even within games, teams are always trying different things. So, you can't just roll out your set game plan if you like, and do the same thing every week. You have to be really flexible. So, we do a lot of work on that and being able to think on our feet, and being able to take what comes at us.
And James Sicily had a big year last year, I reckon. He emerged as a pretty important player for the Hawks, played a lot of it down the back. Will we see him forward or back this year?
I imagine that we'll see him back, and I think he's really valuable down there. And his ability to mark the ball when it comes in, he's got an outstanding set of hands, and he really matured a lot last year. He turned into a really solid player for us. So, can't wait to see what he can bring this year too.
Is he the Hawthorn addition of Australian cricket team's David Warner? Does he need to be fired up to play well?
I suppose you could say that. He's one of those guys that, he gets a little fired up. And when he's in that state, that's when he's probably going to play his best footy. But as always with those guys, it can be a challenge for them too to not quite go too far. But certainly we like it when he's fired up and ready to go.
Yeah, it seems to work for him pretty well, like it does Davey Warner at times as well. Good luck this weekend against the Blues to give you the last game of preparation for the AFL season proper. Mac, we look forward to seeing how you go in 2018, both personally and with the Hawks as well.
No worries. Thanks a lot, guys.